Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
A bachelor.
Oh, here we go.
Tonight things are really spicing up. They have got an intimacy coach joining them. Maybe she can tell us if this is an aphrodisiac.
I think it is.
Oh, 100%. If I was a single girl and a boy walked into my house playing this
on a boombox.
Done.
Works for me.
I am done. Anyways, Miss Georgia Grace joins us. Good morning.
Hello, morning.
Georgia, you're an intimacy coach. First of all, how did you become an intimacy coach?
Yeah, great question. I'm asked this all the time. So I've always been really curious in relationships and intimacy, and I found that there wasn't a whole lot of accessible information out there. So I sort of quit my job, went back to study. I studied somatic sexology, coaching and body counselling, and I'm now doing a professional training in vaginismus.
Wow.
So, yeah, quite a lot to get here.
Hmm. Yeah, have you gone with any, like, A-listers? Can you drop any names of any couples you've had to coach?
Well, I mean, it's all client confidentiality, so absolutely not.
Couples might be finding themselves at the moment spending a bit more time with each other, therefore, you know, getting sick of each other, bickering because they're locked down together, maybe both working from home. Do you have any tips on for these couples about, you know, how to get things back on track, Georgia?
Yeah, so this is really common. So thank you for bringing that up, that I think most couples and relationships are really struggling right now, and it's expected because it is a very stressful and uncommon time. So the first thing I would do would be to accept it, accept that this is a tricky time, things are going on. It's nothing about you and your relationship, but it's actually the fact that there are greater things at play here. So acknowledge that it's pretty normal to be struggling. Mm. Then I guess it's really important to identify any changes in desire and libido. This is, of course, common, but maybe it would be useful for you to look at different things that may be having an impact on it, whether it's the financial stress, emotional, psychological, social, and then you can pinpoint why your libido or desire has changed so you can work together through that. Then I guess a really important thing is don't sweep the issues under the rug, that often people won't bring these conversations up because it can feel really uncomfortable and awkward and clunky. But just know that if you sweep it under the rug, the issues will get worse. So try to speak about it and support each other through this.
Yeah, definitely great some tips. Good advice there. On the other end, do you have any advice for some singles out there who might be looking for some love, you know, just sliding into DMs work? What should they be doing?
Yes. So for those out there who aren't in a relationship or are living on their own, they also have their challenges, but they look different. So absolutely, you know, you can still find different ways to date. I think technology is your greatest friend in that it will allow for you to connect with other people, to go on virtual dates. But also I think it's not such a bad thing to put dating on pause for a moment. Instead, maybe figure out how you're feeling with yourself. Work on your own relationship with your body. Maybe work on the relationships around you. But just because you're not in a relationship, it says nothing about you. But maybe you could direct some of that loving to yourself.
That's great advice.
Yes, if I was single, I'd be like, oh my God, I feel so refreshed.
take the pressure off. And I think that is what every single human needs to do. We just need to get rid of the pressure, take the goal out of intimacy and relationships, come back to your body so that you can start enjoying being in this moment or finding different ways to enjoy it.
Now, I do have to get your expert opinion on something. I have always kind of said The Bachelor doesn't seem like the best place to, like, birth a healthy relationship. You know, there's other people involved. In your expert opinion, as an intimacy coach, is The Bachelor a good place for making a good intimate relationship that will last?
That's a great question. And in my experience in working with Lockie and the incredible women who he is dating, there seem to be some really great connections and some really great relationships. So, of course, it's not your average way to meet a partner, but that's not to say that there is anything wrong with it and that they can't have a really healthy and fulfilling relationship. And that's actually why I was there. I was there to allow for them to learn some skills, to connect with each other, and to hopefully bring these aspects into a relationship that does develop with Lockie.
Well, there have been success stories from bachelors and bachelorettes in the past. There have been some tragic ones too, but there are people out there that have met through reality TV and are still quite a strong couple.
Absolutely.
Best of luck to Lockie and whoever he chooses. And we will see you, Georgia, tonight on The Bachelor, 7:30 on WIN. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's been great to chat.